Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophet of the Lord, please.
Again, blessed people, the Lord Almighty is coming to visit. And that's why today I'm stepping forward and calling the Lord Almighty to visit his friends. He's coming to visit his servants in a tremendous meeting in the cloud of his glory. It will be such a tremendous visitation, a very, very powerful visitation, a biblical visitation, blessed people, a very, very tremendous visitation. So I stand before the nations today, and I'm calling the Lord Jehovah to come from his throne and come and visit me, the mighty God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob. I'm now calling him publicly today on this day, that he may come and visit me, visit his friends, in a very, very mighty meeting. I see a lot of people looking. As he arrives, they almost run away. It's dreadful at one point when he surges, when he now comes to me. People almost run away. It's more dreadful than you saw in Kisumu. You know that these are the days of his servants, the ones who are now walking the face of the earth. And you know that this is a very critical time towards the glorious coming of the Messiah. You can see very clearly from the message the Lord gave at the most recent conference that there is a sense of urgency. There is a sense of immediacy. And that's why I'm announcing now that I have called Jehovah, the mighty God of heaven, God Almighty, to come and visit me in one of the meetings coming up. And I know Venezuela is ahead of us here and many other nations. But in that visitation, when he comes, people will almost want to run away. It will be dreadful, much more dreadful, because he chants. His cloud chants. He will chant towards his servants, and people will want to run away. A thick, dark, very dark cloud, darker. So the Messiah is coming, blessed people. And I say that is the Lord Jehovah El Olam, my friend, Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of the armies of heaven, my friend, the Lord of hosts, the one that wakes people up every morning, give them breath. If he doesn't, they don't wake up. Jehovah Elyon, the Lord Most High, he is coming, blessed people. Jehovah Goel, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Mefalti, Jehovah Maoz, Jehovah Magen, the Lord our shield, Jehovah Mashi, the Lord our refuge, Jehovah Eli, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord thy God, the Lord my God, Jehovah Elyon, the Lord Most High, Jehovah Adonai, the Lord God, Jehovah Bara, the Lord the Creator, Jehovah Yasha, the Lord our Savior, Jehovah Sori, the Lord my strength, Jehovah, the Lord, the God of glory, Jehovah Kabodi, he is coming in his tremendous glory, blessed people. Jehovah Hashofet, the judge, Hamelech, the king, he is coming, Jehovah Kabodi, he's coming in his tremendous glory and power to visit me. Now I stand today before the nations of the earth, And I'm now calling upon God Almighty from his throne to come and visit me. And it will be very tremendous, very mighty. Most people almost run away. They want to flee from there as he surges towards me in the thick dark cloud, the way he did with us in the Old Testament. Time is over. The Messiah is coming. Thank you. Let the wise ones prepare and be holy on such a day, such a time when you commemorate how Jesus went to the cross to redeem you. The best you can do is to be born again. The best way to recognize and celebrate this day and mark this day is to really receive Jesus and be born again. And then walk holy and prepare for his coming. That is the reason he came to the cross on this day. That one day you may hear the voice of his messengers and prepare for the kingdom of God. Again, I'm announcing here that very soon God the Father, the Lord God, the Almighty God, eternal, the eternal God, Jehovah El Olam himself, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the dreadful God of Israel, is going to come and visit me. That's why today I stand before the nation and call him now to visit his servants. And it will be dreadful, very, very fearful, very dreadful, as he surges towards me now to come to cover me with his cloud. And many people will try to run away. Some starting to run away already. Some of them, all of them will be in their bellies down on the floor. These are the days we live in because the mega prophets of the Bible are walking the face of the earth. It is just inevitable that this will now happen because the Messiah is coming. Those who are wise can prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Thank you.